the best way for me to advance myself seemed to be in Albany. I did regret coming back here. I had been away for 8 years, from 1964 to about 72. But I did come back reluctantly, and I was amazed to see the change that had taken place in Albany. It was no longer a small town. When I went away, it was probably, well, I can remember when Albany had a population of, say, 40 to 50,000, and that's, which was about the size of America's Georgia, which is about 40 miles north of here. It's 10 miles north of Plains. And anyway, Albany grew and America's didn't, and I'm very, very happy here. I think people's attitudes about life and whatnot have changed. There's still a lot to be said for a small town. I used to live in Atlanta, and I like it. It's a nice place to go to, but I think there's a lot to be said for small town living. I mean, that's what America's made up of anyway.
Well, you know how happy my brother is here, boy from the Bronx. So, there's a lot to say for Albany. Has there been any change, would you say, in the general atmosphere or morale of the city since Jimmy Carter was elected president?
Oh, I don't know. Most of the people that I knew supported Gerald Ford. I was one of the few people I knew who was outspoken for Carter. I think all of us, even those that were here before, feel a certain amount of pride for having a local boy become president. I think it's only natural. And now that the election's over with, I think we're all pretty much behind Jimmy. And a lot of us had opinions about him when he was governor. You know, I, for one, supported him in 66 and did not support him in 70 when he ran for governor. I thought he ran as a redneck in 70. And of course, his excuse or reasoning is that that's what it took to be elected. And so be it, but he is certainly not one, and I think he'll make everybody proud.
Do you think Billy is a redneck?
Billy is a fine man. I have gotten
I'm teasing, you know.
No, he's not. I've gotten to know Billy fairly well, I guess, since the summer when I really became involved with the Carter campaign. Matter of fact, I watched the election returns over at his house that night, which was quite exciting, and been to the inauguration with him. He's been down to, I've had a party here that he's come to, and I've been around him many, many times, and I enjoy him. The press things having built up as the man just goes around drinking beer all day, but he's kind of a bummer. But I tell you, any man that runs a business that does $4 or $5 million knows what the hell's going on, and he likes to drink his beer. But I also know he's a good family man. He loves his wife and children, and he does not neglect them.
I wish the press would play that up a little more. Yeah. I really do. But that would spoil his image, I suppose.
Yeah. Sounds like my grandfather being from there. We had a good laugh. Let's go.
That's right. Okay. Would you please draw a floor plan of the house that you were... a house that you were born in. Do your parents live in the same house
No.
now?
No.
Well, let's take the first house then.
Jeez. You got this recording on while I'm doing this?
I do. I'll help you out. If you draw the outline, and then was it one floor house, one story house?